All right, what's up, guys? This is episode 2 of the Solo Cast. I had to think about what the name of it was for a second. Episode 2 of the Solo Cast. Right now, it is October. Oh, man, it's getting close to Halloween. It's probably like the 28th or 29th. It's got to be the 28th or 29th, and 2019. And I am, sitting here recording this, and I got kind of an update on my life. First off, the first episode of this podcast was like nearly a month ago, but that's because I published it and I've been waiting to talk about it and put it out there, because it takes a while for your first episode to get published onto the all the DSPs or digital streaming platforms, like, and I really wanted it to be on iTunes podcasts or Apple podcasts, but it's not there yet. So anyways, I just talked about it anyways and let people know, yo, I got a little podcast, and yeah, it's out. So I actually like formally introduced the podcast last week, or maybe like a week and a half ago, for people. And got a few listens, so that was pretty sweet. So yeah, I'm just going to start doing them weekly. I don't know, I might do them like daily sometimes. I don't know. Maybe a few times per week. We'll see how I'm feeling. But this is episode 2, nonetheless, of a solo cast with your boy Ethan Truman. And I guess kind of the update is this. I mean, like, you know, if you listen to episode 1, you'd see where I was at in life, or hear where I was at in life, I guess. And I landed a job. Okay, now listen, I like, part of me didn't want to get a job because I'm doing this flipping thing. And if you listen to episode 1, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But I've been doing this flipping thing since I moved back to Indiana 2 months ago from Missouri. And, it's cool and everything, but it like fluctuates a lot, you know, like you can make a lot of money sometimes and you can make like hardly any money some months. So, you know, until I really master that, you know, I'm at no point in my life right now where I should be using that as my only source of income. Plus, I need benefits, you know, I need the insurance and whatnot. So for right now, I was like, you know what? I need something more stable. I'm gonna get me a job. And I didn't really want to leave home just yet, you know? I'm here back in Indiana and like in my hometown of Terre Haute, and I didn't want to leave home again yet. I didn't know if I really ever want. Well, I did kind of. I knew I wanted to. But anyways, long story less long, I didn't want to leave Indiana yet. So I started applying to jobs around here. And then I'm like, you know what, man? Like, I got one lead on a job, and they told me to call for a phone interview. And I'm like, all right. But the thing is, they didn't call me and say call for a phone interview. They emailed me, and I saw the email like an hour before I had to call them. And I was like standing in the shower scrolling through my phone and seeing the email. It's like, call us before 2 p.m. and it's like 1:15, and out of my mom's house I don't get any cell phones like service. So I was like, fuck, I won't be able to, like, what if the call drops, you know what I mean? I gotta get to town. So I hurried up with the shower and started dipping to town because I gotta call them before 2, because I had just seen that email. And so I'm dipping to town, whoop, got pulled over. I was like, are you kidding me, dude? So this cop comes up. He was an absolute ass, but that's all right. He came up and he was like, is there a reason why you're speeding? And I'm not gonna make excuses, but he asked. So I was like, yeah, actually, you know, I have a job interview that I have to do on the phone, and I have to call him before 2, and it's now 1:46, and I have to get to town. Because I don't get service out here where you just pull me over out here in the boonies. I don't get service out here. I got to get to town so I can get service on my phone. And so I was trying to hurry to call him before 2. And then he looks at me, he goes, well, if you'd stop complaining, you could get there faster. I'm like, what? You just asked, dude, I'm not complaining. You asked me, why are you speeding? I tell him why I'm speeding. And then he gets, anyways, he was a punk. So, long story still long, the dude gives me a speeding ticket because he was an absolute prick. He goes, yeah, well, I'm going to give you a speeding ticket. And I was like, all right, well, just hurry up then, motherfucker. Like, I got to get to town. So, I get to town after the speeding ticket. Mind you, the reason I'm trying to get a job is because I don't have any like stable source of income. So a $190 speeding ticket, and it's only 190 because that's a deferral program. It's usually only 120 because it was like 10 mile an hour over the speed limit. And the speeding ticket was 120, but if you pay the deferral, which essentially wipes it off your record, so it doesn't look like you have any speeding tickets, which is what I always done, it's 190. So not only do I not have a stable source of income, I get pulled over and get a $190 ticket on the way to try to get a job. So I'm like, man, you gotta be kidding me, bro. So I get there, call the lady. She goes, oh, sorry, we just gave the position away to somebody else. I was like, that fucking cop. But at the same time, I can't blame him. I should have seen the email earlier and should have got to town at an earlier time. It was a rough day, you know, all in all. So then I was like, you know what, man, maybe it's time to leave home again. Cause you know, like, I'm not saying there ain't nothing here for me, but I've been running to a lot of states, state to state, and like, I didn't want to run anymore. But at the same time, I was like, it keeps me like creative, keeps me inspired, and keeps me on the edge of my seat, of my comfort zone, keeps me like kind of scared, you know, it's like sink or swim type shit. And like, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do this shit by myself, on my own. I can do this, I got this. Let me just go some random town again and, you know, try to land a job out there. Sorry for the noise, by the way, I'm driving. But anyways, I start applying to a place I wanted to live. And luckily, I got a call, went for the interview, landed the job, and you know, I had to drive out there, but landed the job. And then I looked around for apartments, and I go tomorrow to, I believe it's gonna be, you know, I gotta drive out there, but I go tomorrow, and I believe I'm signing a lease for an apartment. Now, I didn't really want to get another place right away. Like I said, I wanted to save up some money, pay off my credit card. But I was like, man, having my own place again is like, you know, like that's imperative for me, for creativity and for like my mental health. Like, I just, it makes me happy to be in my own spot, you know, or with my girl or whatever. Don't have a girl now, so it's just me. But I was like, you know what, this is gonna, I'm going to learn a lot about myself in this next year doing this, and I got to do this for me. Even though some people see, oh, he's running again. It's not really, I mean, I guess you could say it is, see it as me running, but like, I'm 26 and I feel like, you know, before life gets too serious, I ought to get a lot of things that I want to do that I can do by myself. I got to get those things out of the way. So, you know, why not? So here's what I'm doing. You know, I'm going out for this job tomorrow. Tomorrow I gotta sign this lease, I believe, you know, we'll see. I walked through it and we'll see, you know, and if she can, because I don't have pay stubs, and to apply for an apartment you gotta have pay stubs, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully I can just give her like my letter of intent, I think it's called, which is like from the job saying yes, he works here, yes, this is what he's gonna be making per hour. And hopefully that's enough to get me the apartment, because if it ain't, I'm gonna have to talk to her, maybe even give her like first 2 months rent or something. Like, listen, I don't got pay stubs right now, I just landed this job, I know you need pay stubs, but can I like pay you like 2-3 months rent or something like that, so I can get going in this place, because I gotta have somewhere to stay out here, you know what I mean? So we're gonna see how that goes tomorrow, and I'll update you guys with the next episode with that and how everything's going. But I should by the next episode be in my own place, moved away from my hometown again, and just out there grinding, man. And so that's kind of my plan now, is to spend some time out there and, like, you know, figure out a lot about myself and not really put so much stress on myself to be somebody right now, do stuff, do it, go, go, go. Like, I need to stop putting so much pressure on myself to, you know, execute on absolutely everything, because when I do that, I got all this stress weighing down on me, and in turn causes me to do nothing. So I need to just be calm with myself, and I think what I'm going to spend the next 12 months doing is living in this place, learning a lot about myself, teaching myself skills such as cooking, because your boy's going to need that by out there by himself. Like, I'm going to need to teach myself how to cook, and I'm going to try to find a YouTube channel that like, you know, people got YouTube channels for everything. So surely there's a YouTube channel called like Simple Dinner Ideas or Simple Healthy Dinners or something like that, where I can still like not pay a lot for the food, but make a big dish that'll last me 6 days, you know, whatever, because I can do that. And then the next week, get another big dish or something like that and portion it out. And I'm just going to have to figure out life, man. And I'm 26 and it's time to figure out life. So I'm going to spend the next 12 months working, paying off my debt, picking up a bunch of overtime if I can, paying off my 2 credit card debts, and which it's not a lot. It's just I just want to get those knocked out. And then paying off my car, which isn't a lot. I think I owe like $7,000 on this car. And, you know, just living humble, not buying a bunch of sneakers like I used to. I actually sold a lot of my sneakers, which is hard for me. But, you know, it's me teaching myself that, you know, you got to prioritize some things. You got to grow up and your expenses need to be cut down so you don't need to buy a bunch of dumb shit like you have been doing. So that's what I'm going to do. Just teach myself things like that. How to cook, you know, get creative and keep those videos rolling in while working 50 to 60 hour weeks, because that's what my job told me I'm going to be working, which is cool with me because I'm single and I don't got nobody that I need to, like, you know, I need to put, you know, invest time in like that. Not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying when you are single is when you can work a bunch and just grind it out and pay off your debts and, you know, pay your dues per se. And like, that's the time to really figure out a lot about you, because in order to really be ready for a in my personal opinion, in order to really be ready for a relationship, you got to be in tune with yourself. Like, seriously, like, I feel like you got to be selfish before you can be selfless, is what they say. Meaning, like, if I don't got my shit figured out, if I'm not happy with where I'm at in life, if I got too many stressors weighing down on me, how can I give you 100% if I'm still trying to get myself to that 100%? You know what I mean? I got to be happy before I can make somebody else happy. And that's what I've realized over the past like 3-4 years of just, I don't know, being in and out of certain situations, you know, like, it sucks. And, you know, yeah, sometimes I miss people, you know, but, and it's going to be rough being out there by myself. Once again, I know how lonely I get because I'm an introvert and I stay inside. I don't drink or go out or nothing like that. So like, it's very difficult for me to make friends. And honestly, I don't care a lot to make friends. So that's another hard part, is that I need somebody to like actually like talk to. But that's not a reason that you should jump into a relationship and move in with somebody to have somebody to talk to. You know what I mean? You got to figure your shit out first. So that's what I'm going to spend the next 12 months doing. And I'm going to figure it out. You know, I made a promise to my cousin Cassie, who is very similar to me. And I made a promise to her that the next place I move to, she said, if you run again, you got to make a promise to me. The next place you go, you'll stay for a full year. So I said, deal. So here I am, and I'm about to go do it, you know? And that's what we're going to do. So we'll see how the next 12 months go. But I wanted to give you guys an update on that, because it looks like I'm going to be leaving home a lot sooner than I expected. But you got to do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying? I'll probably come home for Christmas or something, you know? And, I mean, my family and friends are out doing their own thing anyways, you know, it's just, it's at the point in our lives right now where it's time to grind. It's time to really figure out ourselves, figure out what we want to do with our life. And I'm not going to sit here and put all this pressure on myself to be somebody yet. Like, I'm 26 and I feel like, yeah, I got to get going. But at the same time, I feel like I'm 26 and with modern medicine and everything, I got another 80. I strongly feel like I got a solid 80 years in me, bro. And that could mean 60 productive years. So when you think about that, I've lived like a quarter of my life, right? I still got 3 quarters to go, bro. We're in the first quarter. So I don't want to tell myself, you're losing, you haven't figured it out. Bro, it's the first quarter. Who cares if you're down 10 to 30? If it seems like you're down 10 to 30. You're just plotting, man. You're just planning. You're just figuring out a lot about yourself. So, you know, just wanted to give you guys an update on that. And that's what we're going to be doing. So I guess that's, you know, what I wanted to talk about here in this second episode, as a lot of things are about to switch for me and flip for me. And life's about to get a whole lot busier and maybe a whole lot more stressful for a little while I move into this place and get all my stuff over there and, you know, move back away from my hometown. But, you know, it's necessary. And it's something that I'm going to learn a lot about myself throughout the process of. And I just wanted to circle around on that for you guys. Anybody that listens, I just want to let you guys know, it's all right to not have your shit figured out, man. I know episode one I'm talking about, I'm so happy. Yeah, like this is, I stumbled upon happiness, which is true. I'm finding freedom in being by myself, you know? And, but I still have my family around me at this point right now where I'm at. So it's kind of easier. And I know how I am when I'm completely isolated like that, out by myself, living by myself. And that was scary for me the first time. So I just need to learn from that. And take what I learned from that and keep myself busy, keep myself creative. And I think that this podcast is going to be something that really, really helps my mind state when I'm out there living by myself again and just working a lot and having nobody to come home and talk to. I think I'm going to use this podcast as that outlet, you know, and that's a big thing for me. So shout out to everybody listen. I think we got like 7 or 8 plays on the last one, which is dope. So to me, I mean, like, people might look at that and be like, oh, bro, you got 7 plays. But to me, that's 6 or 7 or 8 people. Probably 7 people because one of the clicks was me re-listening to it to make sure I didn't sound too goofy. But that's 7 people that, like, care enough about what's going on in my life to listen. And if you got 7 people that are listening to you, you know, that's, to me, that's awesome. Yeah, I don't need 1,000. It'd be, I mean, hopefully this will get there. That'd be super awesome. But right now, you know, that's cool. So I just wanted to, you know, I guess talk about that. I'm driving back out to my mom's house right now. And my mom probably doesn't want me to leave yet, but she knows I got to do what I got to do. And this is going to be a really good thing for me. I got a place that was a little expensive, like, I looked at cheaper places, but the thing that, like, people always tell me, like, bro, why you have to have, like, the nicest apartment? Because I like to feel happy when I come home, okay? Because, like, let's say you have a bad day at work, right? And I've had this conversation with people that were close to me in the past, but, like, let's say you have a bad day at work. You come home, you don't want to come home to a place where you're also kind of like, eh, you know what I'm saying? You want to come home to a place where you're like, all right, cool. This is like my relaxation zone. This is where, you know, this is my creativity zone. This is a place that makes me happy to come home and kick my feet up and put my head down and start working on stuff. And like, if you got a place where you come home that's kind of like half-assed and shitty, and you know what I mean, like, then you're not going to be that happy. So yeah, to me, and it's different with everybody else. Certain people may not care to live in a really nice place. That might not bother them. But to me, I've lived in a lot of different houses growing up, and I wanted to make sure that I had the kind of place that I always wanted, even if I'm not where I want to be. And that's why I got another nice place. It's not super expensive, but it's going to be a little bit of a struggle for a while to adapt to, you know, the new bills that are going to be coming in. But with this job, I think I'll be able to manage it rather well. So I'm going to keep you guys updated on that. Shout out to everybody that's listening, especially over the sound of the road. We're on like a crappy road right now. But yeah, man, I just love all y'all, and keep your head up. Even if you don't think you're doing shit, even if you don't think you're progressing, remember, small progress is still progress. One step forward is still a fucking step forward, bro. So, you know what I mean? You're only 20-something. You're only 30-something. I don't care how old you are. It's not over. It ain't over yet. You're just getting started. It's just the warm-ups, man. I said I was in the first quarter. I changed my mind. I'm in the motherfucking warm-ups. This is the 15 minutes before the game even starts. This is when I'm plotting. I don't want to compare myself to nobody else because I'm not nobody else. I'm me, and that's it. So, love. Shout out to all y'all. Love y'all. Stay posted on my journey. This is the Solo Cast, episode 2. Your boy, Ethan Truman. I'm out. Love y'all.